Hello and welcome to the Creedence Clearwater Revival Hour. I'm your host, Detective Jim Silvers, and I promise you next time we're going to change that name and we're going to have our own podcast going on. Okay, so today, junior detectives, we are going to perform an interrogation. Now, we're here at the grocery store, and I'm assuming that somebody in here is going to know what we're talking about. Of course, we're trying to figure out if the pastor was here and if he bought magazines. So, let's go in, let's grab an item, hit one of those cash registers, and see what we can find out. Ready? Let's go. Hello, good sir. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
It's pretty good, you know, normal mente. So, what's your name, son?
Jack.
Jack. Okay, Jack. I'm just looking to buy this bottle of olive oil. And I'm also looking for...
What?
Huh?
Why are you saying it like you're unsure? Do you want the olive oil or not?
I definitely maybe want the olive oil, but what I do definitely want, I know for sure, is information. Jack. So, okay. here's a five. I'm gonna put that in your pocket there. Okay.
Alright, so you wanna change,
Oh, no, that is a bribe. I am bribing you for information, right off the bat. It's a really good tactic, is to bribe somebody at the beginning, just in case, it gets them on your side. Disposition's good.
Are you a police officer?
Oh, yeah. Detective Jim Silvers. Beaverdale PD. Homicide detective.
Can I see your badge?
Yeah, it's, it's actually in my, other uniform, so... No, you cannot, and I wouldn't let you see my badge anyway, even if I did have it, because...
Okay, I'm very confused. First of all, there's no reason for me to give you any information because I don't know that you are a police officer. And second of all, you've already started by trying to bribe me, which I believe is not legal.
Okay. Yeah, that's... I'm gonna start over, and you're gonna pretend this didn't happen, okay? All right?
Is that gonna get you out of here quicker?
Yes, I will. I promise you, 5 minutes tops.
Okay, sure.
All right. One bottle of olive oil, sir, and your finest information for free.
All right. Well, the olive oil is going to be $4.49.
Seriously? Wow. Okay. Jack, a lot of shady characters coming here, right? I mean, this is the cheapest store in town.
I mean, that's a pretty subjective thing.
Okay, but if you were to subject these people to an adjective, it would be, like, shady or scary or poor, I guess.
And, they're all different people, so I...
Right, they're all different people. And you know these people, correct?
I mean, I have pretty small interactions with them. I haven't really talked to anyone to the length that I'm talking to you right now.
Okay, so, like, you know people who come in this store. Like,
sure.
Anybody look kind of like a pastor? Like a pastor Creedence Clearwater? You know this guy? He runs like the third biggest church.
Right.
Yeah, and he's honestly, he's wanted for the possible kidnapping of Deborah Forrest. I mean, we placed this guy leaving his church with her on foot. And I gotta tell you, like, he's suspect number one. And I'm just here to try to, like, pin the crime on him. So I really need your help.
Wow.
Making sure that... happens.
You just told me a lot of information. Aren't you supposed to kind of leave me in the dark on that thing just so my...
Yeah, you know...
What I tell you isn't influenced at all by...
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, okay, Jack. All right, listen. Who's the detective here? You or me? You don't answer that. I don't even know. Don't answer the question because that wasn't an actual question. So you failed that test too, Jack, okay? And you probably failed high school too. I'm just gonna see. This is
like
bad cop. This is bad cop coming out. I'm doing good cop, bad cop, and now I'm being mean to you, Jack, because you made me be mean to you.
Isn't good cop, bad cop generally used for with two cops? It's just you.
Well,
and you're telling me that you're doing it, which also probably isn't.
Okay. Well, you're right about that. there's just not a lot of officers in this town, so I kind of have to, like, wing it a little bit. But, you know, Jack actually is right about that. Good cop, bad cop, usually you need two cops to do that. So I guess what I'm asking is, have you seen the pastor here?
Yeah, he's a regular.
Okay. Do you ever buy, like, a bunch of magazines?
Maybe.
If you don't know, like, one way or the other, like...
I don't keep track of everything everyone buys when they come in here.
And why would you, Jack? That's good. You're smart. You're smart because you're not giving me the information that I want. He's a tough one. Now, Jack is a tough cookie to crack. So we got one more thing up our sleeves, and that's seeing if we can suggest to him that we know more than he does and kind of, like, have him play into our own little...
There you go again. I can hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I am. Right. Okay. Just ignore everything I'm saying directly to the microphone. I promise, like, two more minutes. Two more minutes, I'm out of here. I'm out of here, man.
And, okay,
like,
sure. Okay, yeah. That's fine.
Okay, so last Tuesday, the pastor comes in. He buys a bunch of magazines. Yes or no? Thumbs up, thumbs down kind of situation.
I don't know.
Okay, alright, that's fine. You know, sometimes it's a bust. We do have one more trick up our sleeve, and you're going to see what that is in a second. Okay, so, I guess I'll be on my way then. just one more thing. You're under arrest for conspiring with Pastor Credence Clearwater, making you...
What evidence do you have that I was conspiring with Pastor Clearwater?
Well, I don't have the evidence yet. I mean, I'm going to bring you to the station, and then I'm going to, like, question you more.
Can you bring your superior here so I can talk to him or her?
Don't want that to happen, so,
You don't even have a badge.
I don't even have handcuffs on me.
Okay, so no.
No, yeah.
No, I'm
yeah,
not.
Yeah, no,
I'm
it's
not,
probably...
Yeah.
All right, Jack. You know, before I go, I want to thank you for being on. It's been a pleasure. And one more
sure.
thing. You sell axes here?
No.
No.
Look around. This isn't a Home Depot.
I am realizing that as we're...
We have produce.
Okay. That's... No. I'm following you on that. Yeah, there's totally no axes here. Well, that's a bust. All right, it's PSA time. You know PSAs, Jack?
Public service announcement?
Yeah. I'm doing one. I do this at the end of the podcast for the kids, you know. Instills good habits. This is the last thing I want to do. I'll be out of your hair. Today's PSA is don't smoke cigarettes. Cigarettes are bad, right, Jack? I mean, they give you cancer, probably, and...
sometimes.
Mexes up. Yes, you know, sometimes. You know, I've actually known, like, my mom smoked every day, and she's actually still kicking, so...
So far.
Yeah, I mean, so far. True, but... I mean, it's her choice to smoke the cigarettes. I mean,
Everyone's entitled to...
Yeah, do their own thing. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so, actually, how much for that pack of cigarettes right behind you? Yeah, the red ones, yeah.
It's $5.49.
Okay, give me one of those and a lighter. Yeah, and the olive oil. I actually need that for tonight, so.
Okay, so your grand total is going to be $12.49.
Always paying cash as a detective, so that way they can't trace you.
I don't think we have the technology to trace you with a credit card anyways.
I actually have to use my card.
You're the police officer. I don't know why anyone would trace you.
Yeah, that's... Well, I gotta use the card to pay any... I don't have cash on me, so...
Okay, well...
Here's my card. It's got puppies on it.
It's not signed on the back, and you already said you didn't have your identification. But I'm just going to go ahead and let that pass.
Okay, yeah. If it gets declined, just let me know, and,
You know what, just go ahead, and it's on me.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Please leave.
Chump. All right, guys, tune in next time. We're going to, I don't know, do something else. I think it's been pretty successful, so, why don't we say goodbye to Jack here, and, be on our way. Do you know how to edit one of these things?
Sir, please leave the store.
Yeah, got it. All right. All right, we'll see you later.
Pastor Clearwater will return on March 6th.